Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Y'all know what time it is. We transmitting live from Mars. And I am kind of impressed that we have to continue to keep moving around technical difficulties before our show starts when we attempt to speak truth to power. There was some technical glitches, but we see that we have overcome them, pause. Either way, fellas.
Yep, you good. You're good.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
But
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Hey,
the gavel has spoken.
Force police is on patrol. But yeah, man.
Gavel.
Here we are, man. February 17th. We got Texas-sized snowstorm down in the Houston area and all of that. Shut a few things down. So, you know, we're going to talk about that. They have rolling blackouts. Is this a planned idea, or were they just unprepared or underprepared? Social media has become the stomping grounds for a lot of people to air out their shit on public consumption. But
we understand that it's your page, you can say what you want, whoop-de-woo. But when people give actual constructive criticism or feedback of other than what you would like it to sound like, you know, there seems to be a problem. And then that leads to another question. Yeah, then I'm a hater.
Because
you don't agree with you, I'm a hater.
That's it.
And the cancel culture ensues. So, but there's two questions here that really, really kind of ring the bell on this, is the fact that, one, why are you so apt to spilling the beans about yourself and your personal life for public consumption? All right? That's number one. Now, again, your page, your prerogative, we get it. But then when people, legit feedback, that's not according to your grading rubric, you know, it's a problem. But then also that leads me to wonder why do we, mainly as a black community, we look at therapy as taboo?
Faux pas?
When it's a faux pas. I mean, it damn sure is. And when it boils down to it, a lot of people that actually take this therapy serious heal some things within them that they didn't know were hurt.
It's affecting them.
When it gets back to the root cause of it, it allows a person to develop in ways that they probably didn't realize they had to do. You know, so you know, why is it so taboo? And finally,
that's interesting.
Oh, don't get it too. Don't get it to it yet. See, we
hey,
don't
hey,
do
Z,
fight.
Z.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm setting
chill,
the stage,
Z.
baby.
Chill.
I'm setting the stage, man. Mm-hmm. Setting the stage, baby. All right. We all in this together. We all in this together. So, and also, lastly, you know, tax season is among us. And I'm not hearing a lot of people. I'm not seeing no memes. I ain't seeing no GIFs. I ain't seeing no skits of a motherfucker asking for not near W-2. I ain't seen none of that shit yet. And we halfway through February. Them shits know we saw December 31st.
That's because, believe it or not, and we can get into this after, but there's a little bit of a clause with these folks who are on social services, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. No, I mean, we definitely get it. I mean, we definitely get it. We understand that there is a little hesitancy because they got to figure out how they're going to claim everything along with the stimulus checks and that PUA that niggas was eating off of all summer.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, it's a fact. So, you know, let's be clear about the grounds that niggas got to play on that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yes. Foul mind. I'm good. So... That sounds like a them problem. We're going to talk about those people with the them problem.
That ain't affecting us. That's all them.
Right.
That's all them. Now, I definitely dig that, too, because I just filed mine not too long ago. Did it myself, and, you know, I had got the response email, said that your taxes were accepted and, you know, were approved or whatever. You know, I ain't getting much back. You know, 1099, they flip flop.
How about
from year
1099
to year.
Though? Yeah, yeah.
I'm 1099 all day. Yeah, I'm scheduled C all day. So that flip flops from year to year. If I can get my child income credit, you know, I'll take that and tip on out the door. But you know, saying
I mean, but
this
as
year
as long as you throw in the it don't itemize, but if you just do the basic. All the basic standards, like the gas, take the 50 cents a mile.
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do. Like I said, this year, itemization,
it don't get you nowhere. It really does.
Yeah, and that trips you up.
You can itemize
one,
all you want.
For one, you can itemize all you want, but if you don't have, if your deductions aren't like 20 to 25% of your income, you're wasting your time. Yeah, you're wasting your time. So it's like,
and if you're above that, exactly, and if you're above that percentage, they're gonna be like, let's click the audit button here.
They're gonna put the microscope on that one. So you know that's your threshold, folks. But you know, just for the future, if you decide to go Schedule C 1099, you want to get your deductions to be, you know, up to the point to where you can count everything as a tax write off. There's a certain threshold you gotta meet it at, or else the microscope is about to get zoomed in. On your file, bro. Trust me on that.
Quick.
So,
quick.
Yeah. Anyway, so 908. Well, happy birthday to the GOAT, Jordan. He is, I don't know how old he is today. The real GOAT. The original
he's
GOAT.
An Aquarius?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was an Aquarius.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah, he did. The original GOAT. Yeah. You know, Aquarius is tended to always say that they always bring in change to an era or like, They bring some kind of technological advance. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's only apropos.
He's
58. It's only apropos. 58. Thank you, sir.
He's 58.
Thank you, sir. 58.
Wow.
Yeah. So
he's
happy birthday to the GOAT.
Yeah.
And also, happy Founders Day. Is it today? I don't think it's today. I think it was October, I think. I'm sorry. I was about to have a Founders Day for Omega Psi Phi, but I didn't know. I know. Something happened with them on February 17th because I was studying to do Q shit. But, you know, anyway, don't get me lying to you. 909, we're going to take a quick break. And being that we're going to talk about this Houston San Antonio shit first, I said a couple shows ago that we're going to start, that I want to do a show that was strictly chopped and screwed. Well, I got some of that action today. And we're not going to play the whole song. We're not going to play the whole song. Because obviously they're longer than the average, you know, 3.5-4 minute song. So I'm not gonna try to wow niggas. I'm gonna give the standards, the status quo joints a few here and there joints or whatever. But you know, this is still gonna add to the depth of the playlist. So again, anybody that's listening, if you feel you got a podcast or know somebody that's podcasting that feels their playlist is stronger than ours. We say pull up, nigga.
Put your money up.
We hit,
Put
yeah,
your money
we hit
up.
Mondays and Wednesdays, fam. And we talking about
for
niggas
love.
That's not former rap stars. We not talking about niggas that, you know, do these shit for fun of after they do XM radio or something. We ain't talking about that. Them niggas have a leg up in the competition. We talking about niggas that's, you know, grassroots like us trying to get, you know,
regular niggas
popping. Yeah, exactly. I say pull up, nigga. I say pull up. But yo, anyway, 9/11. Take a break. We'll be right back, y'all.
Sipping on a daily basis, quick to hop out on your blog and rich faces, slam slam over spaces, looking good and standing tall. Be your blog like a picture off your wall. Yeah, I come around your block, turn the heads and riding slow, with a pocket full of money, but I got to get more. Standing grain, my body's saying, get out, swoop from lane to lane. To be seen without a bang, like a piece without a chain. Jock me, but that kind of stuff don't stop. Just wanna be a ball, I got the real, wanna watch me. Don't hate, just wait for me to skate down your street. Ball die, smoke is sweet, for Benjamin Franklin's on my feet. Ball play, hit him a shade, for Afros and braids. Big sack in a can of rake, oh, Rosa, getting sprayed. Not capping, feeling, still making clear choices. Swear to get shirts and horses, hear my name in different voices. Juiced up and toe line on my flip, making my rhyme. Smitten like a pine, dripping, finna paint the time. Making way, how I play, leaning hard on let you doze. Popped up, hurling bowls, on matching flows and start your clothes. Ride, blowing big, sipping on a daily basis. Quick to hop out on your block and rig faces. Slam, slam, open spaces, looking good and standing tall.
Some little flip pre pre-Atlanta concert that he got called out by T.I. and then come out the backstage. I was there to witness.
I think I mentioned this on previous shows. You know, since we discussed in Flip, you brought up that instance.
Is T.I.
undefeated as far as indie niggas' careers?
Hasn't lost one.
He ain't go up against Bus.
We ain't talking that versus shit, nigga. We talking about.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's not undefeated
because Ludacris is still standing. And standing strong.
That one bar.
No, y'all wasn't in Atlanta. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It was some real shit. It was some real beef in Atlanta. DTP and PSD.
I mean, I heard about it, but
nigga, no, it was more tracks that made it. Nigga, listen, what I'm trying to tell you, there was more songs and more tracks that didn't make it to the rest of the way. All I'm saying is that I was there to witness it. There was a lot of music that was going around between the two, throwing not jabs, niggas was taking shots. So that was, they had to call that a draw because somebody was about to die the way that was getting revved up.
That was my question.
I'm telling you, it was about to go there.
So
it was somebody
before, because before the Mobb Deep 50 Cent thing was public, I was at Summer Jam in Connecticut in Hartford. Right, so I was there when he like pulled up the screen on the nigga when they came on stage, man. Like the whole like what we now know as the infamous video that caused the entire beef. Like you said, I was there. I was in Hartford, Connecticut when that shit happened. Right, and
yo, it became a colloquialism, bro. Like don't get put on the Summer Jam screen. Like that shit became
a Summer Jam screen. Yeah.
No. I was there. I mean, I'm going to tell you, the energy was so foul, everybody was like, oh, nah. Because, like, M.O.P. was down in the pit. I don't know if you know about M.O.P., but M.O.P. does not leave the stage. Like,
you don't know about M.O.P., nigga? Who are you talking to?
Well, some people don't know or understand about M.O.P. M.O.P. are the people. Like, they perform, they come off stage, they right next to you. Like, they're not,
they're the people
they're not backstage.
They're the
people chant.
Anyway, before we move on, I just want to push y'all notice about something. My son has been asking, yo, I thought your friends was about to, you know, set us up with some action on Fortnite.
Hey, I sent the fucking back signal 2-3 nights ago.
Yo, stop playing, because when I asked you about, you said your son was on Madden. And I ain't hear nothing from you, Z, about Mike.
I responded.
He's been asking for the smoke for 2 weeks now. So the ball's in y'all court.
You
got teenage boys.
You capping. When I sent the fucking back signal.
After the next break. He'll ask you himself how long he's been asking me. Anyway, let's move on with the show. We got some callers that's on hold. If y'all want to get into the conversation, make sure you hit the number one button and we bring y'all on so we can get into what y'all want to talk about. Let's tackle this this Texas thing real quick or whatever to get that out the way, because we want to kind of put that in perspective. How, you know, Texas is known to get some snow here and there, but not to the point to where it's shutting down in like complete interstates and they have no way of clearing it because they got one truck for all of Texas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we tend to speak on issues that are less talked about. I'm wondering if people are starting to give credence to the theory of weather altering devices that are positioned. Now, mind you, I'm going to tell you this. When I looked up more stuff on the Harp machine and everything like that, I was just thinking that that shit was in Alaska only to catch the jet stream, right?
No.
There's like almost 20 locations that a heart machine is on in across the globe.
Officially, it's 18,
so,
but yes.
18,
yes.
Okay. I was about to say 28, yeah, okay. So 18 heart machines across the globe. And they have two. They have how many in America? They have, I think, there's one up in Alaska. They have one at the top, like near North Dakota area, that North-South Dakota area. And they have one. I wanted more. Yeah, they have another one, like, near Maine. And
so Fort Drum has one. Alaska has one. There's one in Michigan. And then there's one over in the top corner of Maine. Now, those all coincide.
Right. Okay.
Those all, yeah, they all feed off of each other, essentially.
Those are all jet stream action right there. That's all jet stream action.
Right, right, right. So they,
that's all
so
jet
whatever
stream.
Whatever they send up into Canada comes back down.
Comes
causes,
back down. You know what this shit reminds me of? It reminds me of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Pause. It reminds me of that shit.
Yeah, look, they don't make stuff by happenstance, okay? We don't watch
reminds
these
me
movies
of that.
And we don't none of this stuff, whether it's in a cartoon, whether it's a feature film, none of it is by happenstance. None of it is like coincidental. They've always said that they'll release, the government releases its information through movies 20 years after it's already been implemented, tested, tried, and reused 1,000 times. So,
well, I mean, and then,
example,
and then on top of
most
that,
most people don't understand. What most people don't get is that in 1943, when the internet was invented, no one knew about it till 65. You see what I'm saying? So, like it's there, and then they'll release it when they're ready to release it, so that people can understand and fathom it. After they've already met,
that's what I was going to get to, the point to where they had, like, certain things that's going on, you know, behind closed doors, being that it's of public interest and public concern, are going to get released. But what they're not going to do is draw your attention to it that they released the information on it.
No,
you understand what I'm saying? Because like for instance. I wanted to talk about this in the show before, but I kind of lost, you know, lost track of it. But there was an article that came out from the Pentagon that said that there's no way that we can deny the fact that we recognize foreign alien, you know, foreign spacecrafts in our atmosphere. So it's like all this Area 51 shit and all how these people will be seeing all the UFOs in Arizona and California and shit like that. Like, they've been calling these niggas crazy for years, just so the cat won't get out the bag. But now at this point, they just created a fucking space force, man. I mean, and niggas was laughing at Trump when he was saying that shit. But a lot of times what we try to point people to is that many a truth is said in jest. That there will be truth trolls out there telling you real shit, but because his character has been demonized and watered down to such a buffooneristic, simplistic mind that you just think he's just babbling just because he got stumped on the question that some reporter asked him. No, that Space Force shit is real. All these major countries have satellites with weapons, man. Like, call it what you want. Call us crazy. Call us earth flat niggas, flat earth niggas, or tinfoil hat wearing motherfuckers, but I guarantee you, if you do enough of your studying, you will find this shit, this factual information you can find on your average internet website. And now, get it. Credibility is major, but at the same time, if you find this shit out coming from the Pentagon, I think that's credible enough. Y'all believe everything else they say. Why not believe that? Why not believe that? That's all I'm saying. You know, and then with these rolling blackouts, Z, what was you talking to us about the rolling blackouts? And we're going to go to break it after that one.
So, this morning I was doing some research, and I'm going to tell you, there's a city around those areas of San Antonio and Houston and all that. It's called El Paso, Texas. We're all familiar with El Paso, Texas. And they are part of the government grid of electricity. And it's funny how the private, or let's do it ourselves, companies are struggling. Now, how electricity works is you pay your bill. You're billed based on what you use and also a percentage of what you're expected to use based on average temperature, yada, 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 yada.
Right. They're prorate. They're prorate shit.
Right. That's how they gauge their way through it to be able to say they can predict who's going to need what, blase, blase, blah. Well, unfortunately, they fucked up. And here's the reason why it is the way that it is. They don't winterize their systems in Texas because they don't normally
get
winter. And so what it's doing is it's leaving them out in the open. And that's why they're dealing with the things that they're dealing with. Now, and it all boils down to what?
Like, is it the overall, it's just the overall failure of the network is what you're saying?
Pretty much. They didn't winterize. They didn't spend the money. They didn't take their bonuses and put it back into the company like you should do every year. 20% should always go back into your company. That's a basic rule of business. Whatever profit you have, you take that. You take 20% off the top. You put it right back.
Reinvest it.
Right back.
Reinvest it. Yeah.
Without even looking at it. Right? So that's not what they're doing. And they're not following the guidelines and the rules thereof. That's what's catching them out in the open. Now, they can blame it on the weather all they want to. At the end of the day, they're not going to be able to afford the lawsuits that are going to come from this because, unfortunately, in San Antonio, there's a lot of rich people.
So my question. So my question would be, or I guess the parallel that could be drawn. I mean, you really look at a lot of the people who have made, who have become wealthy, has had accumulated generational wealth in regards to the energy, like I guess the energy industry in Texas, like I guess that's a large part of it. Like they never had to really do maintenance, so it was a lot of profit.
Why would you?
Absolutely.
I mean, literally, they
got caught with their pants down, for lack of a better term. Literally, they got caught with their pants down.
Absolutely. And it does. And the thing is, you know, it's funny. What's most interesting is the videos that I keep seeing about like people running outside and because they're seeing all these like conspiracy videos and stuff. Well, like I watched a dude with a blowtorch against the snow and it didn't do anything. It turned black, like it would like American cheese. There was a girl who went out, like she watched the video, ran outside, grabbed it, and she was like, "It's not even cold." I mean, like that's different. That hits on a whole other spectrum, right? Like,
now, and that goes to the question that we talked about too. And I'm glad we got some different listeners in on it. Ask yourself this question: if you're old enough to remember vividly, like took part in, like you know, either shoveled some shit or went out and played in the blizzard of 96. I think was the last real, winter.
Lord,
that the Northeast, that the Eastern Corridor. I think really, how was the last real winter? I'm gonna say. It was the last major snowfall that was a benchmark up until Snowmageddon of, what was that, 2010?
Oh,
I think then DC.
2010.
And prior to that, the blizzard of 78. So it had been since 78.
Well, the blizzard of 78, that, you know, thank God for the blizzard of 78 because yours truly would not be here if it wasn't for the blizzard of 78. So I'll take that. Yeah, I'm a love child. I'm a love child from the blizzard. My parents got snowed in, and that was in February. I was born in November.
Yep.
I mean, it was late January, early February, and hey, this is what happens, right? But
you know what?
Anyway,
before you go any further, that weekend, right? It's synonymous to the same weekend that we just had of negative temperatures, of massive extremes, bruh. you have to, you got to max the numbers up, son. Like,
I'm not gonna argue with that on any aspect, Z, because I'm pretty sure it's parallels out the wazoo that we don't have time to get into. But the point that I was raising is that if you're old enough to remember, though, I want to say Blizzard of 96, only because that was the last major benchmark that Eastern Seaboarders can point to and say, I remember Blizzard of 96. Okay?
Shit was fucked up.
Now, it was fucked up for a couple weeks everywhere, even up here in New York, even in Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, shit was shut down, and we normally able to maneuver in all kinds of weather. All right,
no,
I'm saying that to
unreal.
Say this.
It was unreal.
I'm saying that to say this, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that we've experienced a new weather phenomenon after the advent of this HAARP technology called a white squall. If
yeah.
you don't know what the white squall is, remember now, they knew is that, and the thing about it is, they knew exactly what time, how long it was going to last, and what areas it was going to hit with precision. And all it was a fucking smoke screen of snow that lasted for 15 minutes or more or less, and then it went away, and you thought it was Easter Sunday after that shit cleared out. Like, when has that ever happened? You basically had a flash flood of snow. You had a severe thunderstorm, an isolated severe thunderstorm, summertime thunderstorm of snow,
yeah.
of
snow
in the dead of winter. When has that ever happened?
Yo,
yeah.
I never knew.
A couple years.
Yo, yeah, because remember we was talking about that shit on the previous show. This was a while back. But one of the snowstorms we had, I want to say this was probably like year two of our show, had fucking thunder, dog. Like, I'm sitting there like, yo, it's fucking snowing.
That's not uncommon. That's not uncommon, Joby. I've witnessed that. I've experienced that before.
I've never.
That's not uncommon. Yeah, I'm saying it's rare, but it's not uncommon. I remember that shit when it was some crazy snowstorm when I was in elementary school. Nigga, they kicked us out of school like at 10 o'clock. It was like, nah, this shit coming down crazy right now. I can imagine what it's going to be. And as we was going home, that shit was thundering. Thundering, I should say. So that's it's rare, but it's not unheard of. This white squall
that storm
is brand new.
That storm in 96, the first night that it came through in Connecticut, it was a thunder snow or whatever they decided to call it. It was a weird
thing. Yeah, you
used
to call it thunder.
You
used to call it thunder snow. That's what you call up thunder snow for some reason. Right?
Yeah, and we lost our power because, and I remember, I'll never forget because I had just had the season wood moved from the new chopped down trees or whatever, and I had like a good half a cord ready to go. But I'll never forget that because that's the only source of heat we had for 2 days was that fucking fireplace. Like, that was
must be nice, nigga. You hear this, nigga, Jovi? We had a we had to rely on our fireplace. You hear this, nigga?
Hey,
must be nice.
I had a fireplace.
Though. Hey, y'all silver spoon ass niggas. I don't want to hear about that.
It was a wood burning fireplace. It's not like it was.
I don't want to hear about that. Y'all bougie ass niggas. 9:34. We gonna take a break.
Nigga, I grew up in PG County. Like,
niggas grew up with fireplaces and shit. I don't know about that, nigga.
You grew up in
a
concrete
that.
Jungle. That's not my fault. That's not my fault.
Hey, I ain't know about no goddamn fireplace. I tell you that much. We be right back. 9:34, y'all.
Tipping on phones, wrapped in phone calls, tipping on phones, wrapped in phone calls, tipping on phone calls, 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 wrapped in phone calls, t ballin' in the mix. Creepin', prowlin', still ballin' in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick, slim nigga, stickin' your chick. Pullin' tricks, lookin' slick at all times when I'm flippin'. Bar sippin', car dippin'. Bar sippin', car dippin'. Bar sippin', car dippin'. Grant Wood, grain grippin'. Tippin' up, tippin' on the old phone. Now rappin', 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 the no hackin', the no hackin'. Blowin' on that endo, GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. Niggas don't understand me, cause I'm boss hog on candy. Top down at Maxis, with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss, Bill Buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding, freewheel sliding like a escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the North. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84 poking out at the club, so going out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Biggest diamonds off in my mouth, princess cuts all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range, dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch a house or switch a blast. Mike Jones, he running the game and magnificent by the cat. Michael White made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G'd ass took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T. Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's powwow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5'9" South Lee, baby. Holla at me.
Yeah. 9:39 Eastern, 8:39 Central. Transmitting live from Oz. I'm Joe BT, Midwest East Omaha, and DNS that nigga Save James. 914-209-0866, number to dial. And if you're listening in, press 1. Unless you're in my room listening with me, then don't press 1. Because then I'm going to hear you twice, and I don't want to hear that shit.
Press 1 anyway.
So,
tell them press 1 anyway.
So I'm about to, because they've been listening the whole time. So they didn't heard you, you know, jump your son out there. So I'm letting them off the leash. So
by all means, they've been looking for this smoke since we brought it up. His team been looking for the smoke since they bought. He been asking me every day. So you talk to your friends
okay.
yet? You say you talk to your friends. Yeah, you say, he say, how come they? He say, how come they ain't come see me on the joint or whatever like that? I was like, I don't know. I let him know. And he been asking me every day.
Boy, they listening.
Every day.
So right. Text me the gamer tag now, and I'm a texting them.
He plays under my profile. He plays under my profile. Sage
That's
James.
Fine.
They don't play under my profile.
They don't play under my profile. I don't have Sage's profile neither because he be ducking that Madden smoke. But we ain't
all
going
to Yo, you know what, though?
He's been ducking that Madden.
I just don't subscribe to play. Z, you're not in this conversation because you've never been a threat in Madden since I've ever played you.
Come get some. You've never been a threat.
You're Mike Red competition.
I'm a stop right now. Come get some.
Y'all niggas is second tier. Y'all like Carson Wentz to our AR and
Brady
energy.
Pause. Come get some.
All right, whatever, man. I'm gonna renew my PlayStation Network joint or whatever.
Yep, it costs $10.98 a month. Don't worry about it.
Do that.
Yeah. Anyway, if your kids are listening, Jovi, yes, my son and his crew have been looking for the smoke for the past week since we talked it up on the air the last time, and your pops did not engage you guys in the action. They waiting for y'all. They asking me every day where it's at.
Wow.
Where they at, though?
You better off getting on the witness stand and snitching. Okay.
Like, nigga, I'm telling you straight up what it is. My son looking for the smoke. He come to my room every day playing Bobby Smurda. Talking about where they at, though.
That's cute.
Where they at, though.
That's cute.
Oh, wow.
That's cute.
Where they at, though.
That is cute. That's super cute.
Hey,
right.
I'm gonna talk my boy. I mean, hey, my nigga, I'm gonna talk my boy. I'm behind him all day, every day. It's like you behind your son, nigga. They gotta settle it on in the virtual reality course, man. And if they get him. I say it gonna be no easy dub. My little nigga's nice now. Don't get it twisted. If you get the dub, it ain't gonna be walking the park. And don't go in there too pompous neither. Might get your feelings hurt by a 12-year-old.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
all that matters. You walk away from a fight, you might be bleeding, but if the other motherfucker know that you wasn't playing no game,
you ain't.
Yeah,
exactly. That's all it is. Yeah. That's all that matters. That's all I tell them.
Yeah.
That's all I tell them. No, I don't give a fuck how old they are. You go in there and let them know you here to bust their motherfucking head. Bottom line.
I'm
texting
Mike.
If they get you first, that's probably how the game works. So this Saturday, if y'all listening, this Saturday, all right? He normally get on Fortnite around.
Ain't no way.
He normally get around. Oh, ain't no. All right, we'll say no more. He normally get on around like 6 o'clock that evening. So, you know, he'll be locked and loaded. He'll be ready to rock. I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time. So, Z, you make sure you get Mikey on this. In on this and everything like that, so they know. So he know what's good.
I need some gamer tags, and I'm gonna text your sister too
to make sure that she knows.
Go ahead. He got his team ready. Let's go. All
right, I'm telling you. I'm just saying he's been asking me.
Team Benson.
Anyway, we're sorry to cut into your spiel, Jovi, your introduction, Jovi. But
yes,
feel free to
no,
the next
good.
Topic
for
social media therapy. I apologize. You know, shit happens on
the show. I had to pause, get that off my chest. I can't be having my little goons. Like, Z been around, so Z know, like, mine, I raised mine to be on go. So, like, I just had to let you know. So,
and then,
moving forward.
You ain't saying shit to me, my nigga.
So, moving forward. The topic as far as the abundance of social media therapy that seems to have ran rampant, I would say, 2-3 years. I don't really remember it to this, you know, to this volume, pause, as far as just every, like, people just spewing the all types of their personal business on the internet. And then you get mad when, okay, you're talking about it on a public forum. I say something contrary to what you may feel. And like we said on the opening show, you a hater because of that. So my question to the masses, I mean, and you two guys can, you know, chime in. What's wrong with professional, like you said, what's wrong with getting professional help? Like, I'll be the first one to tell anybody, like, before, when I was in the city, when I was living uptown, like, I saw one, like, once a week at one point, bro. Like, you don't understand the type of shit that little small triggers as an adult was because of some shit. Like, it could be a random-ass instance as a kid, but that shit shifted how you thought about a certain thing and how that shit just affects a lot of this shit in your adulthood, bro. Like a lot of unresolved issues. And I feel like in our community, whether it's because the resources were never there or, you know, wasn't enough that looked like us or whatever reasoning or I'll say the excuse was, because it's all a bunch of excuses. Like, what's wrong with going to get professional help and just understanding, like, you know what, I may not have total control of this shit like I should. Maybe I need an outsider's opinion about what the fuck I'm doing, because clearly I'm fucking myself over and I can't stop fucking myself over. So maybe I need to figure out what's really going on.
Can I ask you a question? Was your therapist African American, or were they of another ethnicity?
African American.
Okay.
African American.
I think a lot of it, and I'm not going to give the excuse for them, but I think a lot has to deal with because I can imagine the kind of frustration that some would feel if you try to go to, you know, Wally Cleaver's dad, if his dad was a licensed therapist, and he speaks to you from a standpoint of what, you know, Wally Cleave and the Beef, the life was at home for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not making excuses, and I'm not trying to fan the flames, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of that response. Like, these motherfuckers can't relate to what I'm going through because they have no idea what the actual the experience is for Black people in America.
So let me say this, that my first therapist was a ginger white male, straight Irishman, right? And I'm going to tell you, he was, and so I had him, and then I had a Hispanic female after him. And so I had Mr. Smith first, leading up to, you know, basically all the shit that I had been through with, like, drugs and, you know, high school and yada, 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 college, blah, 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 right? And then I was good for a while. And then, as with Jovi, we had very detrimental, like, birthing experiences, right? Like, where, you know, he almost lost his kids, I almost lost mine. And it leaves a lingering effect, right? So after that, I had a Hispanic woman. And I'm going to tell you, they were both really good. I think of any good doctor, it doesn't matter what color they are, because you're not looking for the experience with them. You're looking for the knowledge that they have to get you to the next level, right? So it's not all about, you know, because I felt the same thing when I first met this dude, and I was like, yo, I don't, man. But, you know, my insurance is paying for it, whatever. But I'm going to tell you, within, like, three sessions, he had me in places, I like, mentally, I was like, yo, all right, I got you, bro. And he changed my life for that time being. And then, I think it's good to have maybe, like, for the hood purposes of it, where, like, people's, like, they don't think too far outside the box, right? It might be good for them to have that aspect that they at least can connect with a skin color. But at the end of the day, it's like any other doctor. If they're a good doctor, it doesn't matter what color they are, honestly. It really doesn't.
I get you. But are they going to have the wherewithal to tell themselves, like Joe said,
they do.
I got
they
some shit I got to fix.
Because it's not about...
No, I'm not talking about the doctor. I'm talking about the individuals, Z. I'm talking about the individual needs the help. Are they going to have the wherewithal to say, I need some help.
I mean,
that a 40 in the blunt ain't gonna fix.
So I'm gonna say this, and then we can move forward. With any adult, and I don't care what color you are, or where you come from, with any adult, if you have addiction problems of any sort, or whatever the case might be, when you develop in your negativity to a point of there's only two other options, and one is death and the other is life, right? That's a graduation process. That's a step. It's a location that not everyone gets to meet in their lifetime. But when you're faced with that, life and death, you either graduate and elevate and say, I need help, it doesn't matter where it comes from, or you don't. Or if you use the excuse of I need this to have the help, you still haven't graduated enough to be able to like adhere to what is actually going on with you, and that's a fact.
I each individual is different. Each individual's experience is going to be different and differently processed, you know, through the filter that they have mentally. So
sure.
that's what goes back to my question to, like, you know, and I get what you're saying. That's there's no wrong answer for that question, but I just really want to know, like, when is it going to come to a point to where an individual is going to say, I may need help because my niggas, it's a blind leading the blind. Or for a chick, these chicks is more single than me and trying to tell me how to keep a man. Like, and that's another thing I want to get to also. That was not even the fact of when they're going to seek professional help, but where do people get off, trying to tell a motherfucker how to live their life that they never experienced? I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you two examples. I think this was when y'all was living in Dodge Park. I was sitting outside, and the dude used to call and sit into our show a couple of times, you know what I'm saying, when everything was all good, but when his true colors were exposed of who he is, we kind of like cut ties with him. I was sitting in his car with him at the time. And he was trying to explain to me how to better my life for the upcoming year. All right, and this was in 2008 because I remember clearly he was talking to me about the number 8 and the new beginnings and yada yada yada, talking all this shit and then trying to school me on how to get my life in order to progress to the next level. And I had to stop him in mid-sentence. I said, yo, fam, hold on. I said, no disrespect, but I have a hard time taking life advice from a nigga that's paying me rent to sleep in my crib. Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
You've been on my couch, like, on more than one occasion. Sometimes rent-free, but this time you got your whole family up in a brand new crib that I'm trying to purchase. I was, you know, gracious enough to allow you and your family to take residence up in there. But you trying to tell me
how to get my life together, but I'm basically your landlord.
Life is in shambles.
Right. Nigga, like, well, how does that work? How does that work?
That's ego, though. That's all ego. That's all ego.
All day long. But that's a lot
of what
people run into. There's a lot of what people run into on this social media platform. There are unqualified practitioners that have,
have an audience.
They have an audience, and then they try to give people advice when their shit is in shambles themselves. You got people on there calling that they have a nervous breakdown every other day, but they ready to call themselves coach this and coach that to fix somebody else's life. Like, fam, how the fuck you going to tell me how to cut my hair when you got matted locks, nigga? You ain't never seen a clipper. A clipper never touched your hair. Samson. Clippers never touched your hair. And you telling me how to do a fade.
Right.
How the fuck does that work?
No, those are facts. Those are facts.
So
that's me running
into
a lot. Yeah.
And it's so funny that you brought this topic up. So, you know, old boy that been talking greasy, the Kevin Samuels dude. His fucking ex-wife just aired this nigga out. And he be on online. Like, he has a platform and everything to where it's a little bit like, you know how back in the day with Jenny Jones, she'd bring Rude Jude on there and then ask him shit. And he's giving you solid advice, but he's a dickhead about it. So it's a little jilted, but it was still solid fucking advice. Same shit Jude does now on his show on Shade. But she aired him out. It was like, yo, like, he's giving y'all relationship advice. He's been married 5 fucking times. Like, what the why the fuck are you listening to a dude tell you about the Kevin Samuels, who the dude that be dressed up, all bow tied up, and he be, you know, he got chicks calling him or emailing or, like, videoing in and asking him questions as far as, like, dating questions. And he be like, well, you've been fucking since you was like 16. So why should he put any type of stock in your pussy? Like, more or less, like, damn, like, you got all of that from she started having sex at 16? Like, dude, like, so it's comical. But
yeah, he's a break.
People like that, he gets an audience and people buy into it and they actually believe it and they're taking it, they're taking what he's saying as sound doctrine. Those are the people that you have no fucking business listening to.
Right.
Take it for entertainment, but don't take that shit serious.
No, that's a fact. No, and I mean, at the end of the day, that's what I had to realize that also. In a different aspect of my life too, when, you know, the entrepreneur thing was becoming a little bit frustrating. Felt like I was kept banging my head up against the wall, hitting dead ends and shit like that. And I would seek some kind of guidance on what probably would be the next best route to go in order to kind of progress the brand or whatever the case may be. And a lot of times what I would get from niggas was like, well, you might need to go back and get a job, nigga, and work on that shit later. And I got to the point to where I was ready to, like, you know, flames were coming out of my eyes and my ears because that's not what I wanted to hear. But I had to take a step back and be like, yo, hey, you can't be mad at what they say from their experience.
Right.
That's their experience. If all they have been doing is 9 to 5 and nothing against nobody working no 9 to 5. Again, if you want to be clear with that, we don't never look down on people for doing 9 to 5, but we also know what it takes to go out on your own and be your own source of income. It's not for the weak at heart. It's not for the weak in stomach. All right? And so the fact that I'm going to seek counsel from people that's never even taken the first step to even, like, get an LLC or get an EIN for anything. I'm seeking counsel from motherfuckers like that. And again, nothing wrong with how they chose to live their life, but they also had aspirations of branching out on their own and becoming their own boss. But well, for whatever reason, they haven't taken that initial first step to do that. And if anybody has ever done it, you know the perils. You like that word, Z? The peril and the hazards. You like that word? The perils,
yep.
that come along with being an entrepreneur. And
right.
For no reason, it doesn't make sense for you to ask anybody for advice who's never walked a mile in your shoes. That's just my advice, and that's just what I got from it. Now, could you get general shit, coping mechanisms and coping tactics for dealing with high-stress situations? Absolutely. Nobody's talking about that. But if you're talking about content-specific advice you're looking for a directly related to a situation that you're talking about, you can't do that. You can't do it from asking that from a motherfucker that's never even decided to even try to venture into that lifestyle. They can't even tell you, I tried that shit and it ain't work. That's why I went back and got me a job. They can't even tell you that. Because they never even tried that shit at all. Feel me? So
right.
That's a lot of what I see on there. Everybody's a self-qualified practitioner of psychiatry and fucking mental illness, but they not checking their own shit at the same time, and they expose themselves. If you know, it's kind of, I hate the saying, but if you give a nigga enough rope, they'll hang themselves with it. I hate that saying, but it's fucking apropos. I mean, it's on point for the conversation right now. You know what I mean? And that's just the bottom line. People expose themselves all the time, man. Like, nigga, you ain't mentally wrapped tight enough to help anybody. The fuck are
you know,
talking
and,
about?
And the funny thing is, I'm reading on vibrations and shit. And there's a platform for low and there's a platform for high. There is no in between. There's no one foot in and one foot out. You're either in or out, right? And so that's what I'm digging about this like vibration shit, because it literally has a platform. Like, you can see who is where in life based on the characteristics. It's foolproof. And it's funny because niggas that have that, yo, it's crazy, son. I literally my mind is literally blown this week with the information that I've literally been like reading and just whatever.
Yeah, nah, nigga, all that shit is energy. All that shit is energy.
Right. And I have to say this is that the ones that have the lowest vibratos are the ones whose face are on the moniker or on the, like, it's weird to me how society clings to the bullshit.
But that's the wave. That's the wave, Z. That's the plan. Play to the lower vibration because it responds to the animalistic, the primal nature of an individual. That's the plan. All this shit is low vibration entities, man. Everything.
Yeah. Lots of
everything is low vibration entities, man. But and that's why and the shit is so real. It's just so real. Like me and the wife did a little test one time, listening to certain music and have a frequency reader. We actually downloaded a frequency reader on one of her old phones. All right, a frequency of music, of sound. And a lot, we played some 70s shit. That was all like 428 and 532. Now, if you know anything about those numbers, 428 and 532, I think those numbers are 428 and 432 and 520. One of those two combinations. Those are like the highest frequency of like pure sound and like, you know, just oneness. that you could find, right? And the lower frequencies are obviously like 128 and lower 60 and, you know, shit like that. So we played some 70 shit. It was up in that upper range right there. And then this is when 6ix9ine came out and he was hot. With that get the sticky yo with the blicky yo, that his first shit, Gummo, that shit. I played that shit. That shit was
that
like
was your
a 48
favorite song for a minute, son.
I like that shit because it got me hyped in the gym. I was hitting the ball with that. I definitely got some good ball working with that song. Not even gonna lie.
You
not
gotta,
even gonna lie.
You gotta hold that one. Pause. You gotta hold that one, son.
I'll hold that. I'll take that out. I'll take that out. I'll take that out. I'll take that out. It was for the culture. I'll take that for the culture. We all got to L. We got to take this at some point. It was for the culture. Nah, I definitely hold that out. I'll hold that out. But
oh, boy.
I played that song, and that shit was like 40-something megahertz or some shit like that. No, real shit. It was like it was bottom feeder levels, nigga. We were straight bottom feeder levels, and it really just like you know, it was like, wow, like the music don't, the numbers don't lie. If you put your heart and soul into some music, and you truly connecting with the sound, that was revealed to you to do, then you want to get that kind of shit. But then when you just playing some shit to speak to the animalistic nature and the primal nature of an individual, here you go too. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter how upbeat or how, you know, active the sound was for that song, that shit was going to vibrate at a low frequency, my nigga. And it was crazy. Because there was some Rick Ross, so I was like, nah. My nigga Rick Ross, he got an ear for music. So some of the shit that I played, like I played Box Chevy to do that same test. That shit was in the basement. Basement, nigga. And I was like, no wonder why I get hyped off of this song so much and be feeling some kind of way. I feel
the
aggressive.
Primal.
I feel aggressive when this song is on.
What'd you say?
I said, wow.
It appeals to Paul, your lower nature.
It appeals to my lower nature, nigga.
Yeah.
It speaks to our lower nature. No, that's a fact.
Look, I already know, son. When people try to sit here and fight and say that this gangster rap, remember in the '80s and nineties, this gangster rap and others, it don't influence people. Man, fuck you, because I can tell you
that shit definitely got a nigga's head. Pause. Like
we have legit been in whipped and seen a nigga, and some MOP came on. I was like, yo, fuck that. We about to rock.
Let's do it. No, MOP became a mosh pit. MOP became a mosh pit at the party.
Yo, not even that. Say, you was in Atlanta. They play this shit right now. Nuck if you buck. Nigga,
oh, yeah, yo, clear the floor.
Guaranteed fight.
Clear the floor. If you was a square, clear the floor, nigga. Straight up. Straight up. Straight up. Nigga. There was nights I was on one, nigga, please laugh if you want, nigga. You end up with a fucking busted lip. You in the wrong spot. Come on.
Yo, I understand.
Like and they gonna dare you to nuck, nigga, if you buck, nigga, like for real. Like there was times, nigga, where I just wasn't in the mood for that kind of action. I tipped out. I put the one finger up like I was in church. I was like, no, I'm just going to watch this from the side. I'm going to go to the bar and get me a drink.
You go to the bar.
I'm
going
to go to the bar.
Like, let me go to the bar.
I'm going to wait this one out. I ain't had no vodka tonight, so I ain't in the fighting mood. So I'm going to sit this one out. Real shit. Not even going to be in front.
Been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. Now, that's definitely... That it was that Pastor Troy shit. No more playing GA.
And motherfucking, of course, your niggas, Jovi, tear the club up. 3-6. If if you wasn't about that life in the South, nigga, like go like Jovi, just go to the bar, man. Sit this one out. Ain't nobody gonna look at you crazy. They ain't gonna look at you any different than
if you
stay
on the floor.
It's acceptable. They know if you're not trying to, you know, start some shit and it follows you to the car, you can sit this one out, my nigga. Sit it out.
It's okay.
Sit it. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We ain't gonna look at you no kind of way. But yo, take a break. We'll come right back. We're gonna do a little bit of bitch please, and then we're gonna talk about this tax season, man. Where's that energy, y'all? Where them W-2s at? I ain't heard nobody scream that shit yet from the mountaintop. Normally,
nobody.
That shit would be echoing. That shit would be reverberating through the hood by now. Let's clear the snow because the mailman got our W-2s. Where that at? Where they at, though? Be right back.
Fuckers, we them. Come on.
I don't take them out to eat, I ain't here to trick or treat, I ain't trying to fix your weave, I ain't heard of that, I'm just here to train hoes, put them on the main road, teach them how to change clothes, I know you heard of that, change your whole attitude, it's time to take off your cool, if it make you wanna move, then move, my niggas get up on it, my bitches throw it back, do my act like you want it, I know you heard of that, I'm the young Texas A-Roy, KG of the game, LeBron James, you niggas must don't know my name, I'm Slim Thugger, motherfucker, the big boss of the South. And I'm just talking with my mouth, I back it up with my mouth. Before Jimmy cut the check, it was 50 on my neck and over 50 in my ear. I'm the rookie of the year, I'm here for the takeover, not out to replace hoes. It's a new hustling time, yeah, the break's over. Don't get me confused with the rest of them dudes. I've been the boss down south, I'm just new to a few. Please believe, them niggas don't do what I do. I got everything them other rappers got time to do. I don't take them out to eat, I ain't here to trick or treat, I ain't trying to fix your weave, I ain't heard of that, I'm just here to train hoes, put them on the main road, teach them how to change clothes, I know you heard of that, change your whole attitude, it's time to take off your cool, if it make you wanna move, then move, my niggas get up on it, my bitches throw it back, do my act like you want it, I know you heard of that, I'm that new problem out of Houston, you got word of that, it's Slim Thug and Neptunes, I know you heard of that, ask your girl, she'll tell you the truth. You boys cool, but can't fool with the boys in blue. I got some on my neck worth more than your house. I got some in my yard worth more than your spouse. I got some on my wrist worth more than your team. And that car you think clean ain't worth more than my ring. Hold up. Who you know, Roe Bentley for the album dropping. Still got a few from Pharrell to make the album hot. Yeah, I hear y'all, but I don't see you niggas. Y'all just making word crime. Y'all ain't seeing these figures. I don't take them out to eat, I ain't here to trick or treat, I ain't trying to fix your weave, I ain't heard of that, I'm just here to train hoes, put them on the main road, teach them how to change clothes, I know you heard of that, change your whole attitude, it's time to take off your cool, if it make you wanna move, then move, my niggas get up on it, my bitches throw it back, do my act like you want it, I know you heard of that. I saw the shit you drive. You need to call MTV and tell them pimp your ride. I'm tired of hearing all y'all wimps without y'all lies. Fake niggas disappear, real niggas let's ride. I'm rich, bitch, like Dave Chappelle. Axe Geffen and Interscope, I gave them hell. My advance was more than most rappers get paid from sales. I made them pay for all them days I was living in hell. Now my estate sit on top of the lake. It feel great, I got a R&B chick as my mate. Thugger, I does it big, my nigga. I deserve a plaque. It's about how out loud, I know you heard of that. I don't take them out to eat, I ain't here to trick or treat. I ain't trying to fix your weave, I ain't heard of that. I'm just here to train hoes, put them on the main road. Teach them how to change clothes, I know you heard of that. Change your whole attitude, it's time to take off your cool. If it make you wanna move, then move. My niggas get up on it, my bitches throw it back. Do my act like you want it, I know you heard of that.
You cool if you want to. Gonna lick your moves if you want to. Even ask you fool if you want to. You know you with them.
Star Trek riders, yeah.
9:15 in the Midwest. Tempest still on the East Coast. Transmitting live from Mars Lane. So, 914-219-0866. Dial it or get lost. Enjoying this wonderful transmission as we normally do.
on a Wednesday night. You can't find no better entertainment nowhere. Ain't no basketball game on that's good enough. Ain't no TV show on good enough. Log in and get with it. Anywho, we are above the negative temperatures, by the way, so we're good.
Awesome.
No more negative 30.
Can I say this before you move into your segment, Z, real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
The next start, Pharrell, I heard there was a stat where Pharrell was at the top, not the top of his game. Pharrell's always been, you know, consistent in his game. But when everybody found out about how good Pharrell's music was, he was responsible for about, I think it was a stupid number, like 40% of the music that was on the radio on, like, all stations. Like,
oh, yes.
Think about that number.
I can believe that.
Think about
that
number.
At one point, yo, that's crazy. At one point, it was used Gwen Stefani, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Timberlake.
We can go Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
And then he had the streets with the clips.
Then he had all
well,
his.
And then he still did his own
and
shit.
And everybody. And then he had the nerd shit that he can go rock. He can
okay,
go punk rock with.
Wait. You're missing. You're still missing a few here. You're missing. Snoop.
I mean, I want to mention the obvious, like Jay-Z.
No, we're not mentioning the hip-hop. That's what we're talking about. He had the streets with that shit. He had the streets on you know what I'm saying, not on Smash, but he had the streets on notice that this nigga's music could go.
That's way back to Noriega, the superstar.
Yeah, That's what I'm saying. Like, Pharrell had his hands in a lot of hood. He had a lot of hood classics. Like,
and that's why I put him ahead
classics.
Of Timberland. When I did our little rating shit, that's why I put him ahead of Timberland.
And I wasn't mad at that. The only reason I gave Timberland the nod is because he changed the sound of hip-hop totally into that high-rate drum machine sound. That became the sound of hip-hop after a while. He was the first one to do it. That's the only reason why I give him a slight nod, a super slight nod. Like, I can't even say it's a full, you know, a full grade. Not even like a plus or a minus. Like, it's like 84 and 85. They're both basically B pluses type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, or 85 and 86. He may have just a slightly higher B plus because the innovation that he brought him with him. You know what I mean? That's the only reason I think I gave the nod to that man. Pause. But anyway, quickly, we got to move into.
Yeah.
Did you know? We can only give about 3 points of that.
All right, here we go. So, in light of the weather, first things first, let's do this. The coldest ever recorded day on planet Earth was negative 128.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nigga, that's Kelvin degree. That's Kelvin temperature. That's chemistry.
Temperature.
That's got to
be Antarctica.
Yes. At Vostok, Antarctica, July 21st, 1983.
Why do they even bother naming shit in Antarctica, bruh? It's just.
I don't know.
Ain't nobody living in.
I don't know.
Ain't nobody living in. That shit is uninhabitable.
That we know of.
That's right. They did find Megatron out there, right? Don't sleep, nigga. Don't sleep, everybody. Don't sleep.
The air located around the lightning bolt is as hot as 30,000 degrees Celsius. That is 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun.
Celsius. Oh, wow.
Word.
It's fucking hot. Yeah.
30,000 Celsius. Right.
Yeah, that's like 100. That has like almost 100,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right. At any given time, and on an average, there are about 1,800 thunderstorms occurring on Earth with 100 lightning strikes per second every single day.
What?
Every, yeah,
that's a lot of action. Pause.
Yeah, I can believe it. I can believe it.
1800. Average global temperature.
Last one.
The average global temperature is up to 0.0 to 0.94 degrees Celsius, 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit since 1880. So every year it goes up 1 degree. That's not healthy. That's not good.
Yeah, but there's no global warming, right?
Nah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Nah.
All right. Thank you for those interesting facts. Jovi, what you got for the bitch, please?
Did you cue it up? You got it? You got the song?
I don't have the song. I told you I don't have the song. That's not it. I didn't have that one loaded.
Yo.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me hear
that. I can still host this nigga, though. Because Toy Lanes. God damn, my nigga, you was looking bad. You was down bad yesterday. You know, heard that you were playing in the celebrity game. Heard that, you know, I actually hear that Tory Lanez is not a bad basketball player for someone who's like 4'7". So the fact that they got a picture of him,
God.
Driving to the basket, and yo, so locally in the DMV, like the dudes that I know that, you know, that play in the flag league that I'm in, we got it's a funny little quip about as far as the older niggas in the league or the ones who are less fortunate as they age, they started balding. So we call them the come home mafia. Tory Lanez, you need a first class, matter of fact, go buy a PJ to fucking come home mafia, bro. You need to let that shit go. Like, this nigga got the Rose Bowl shit on the top of his head. Like, how the whole middle missing, my nigga? Like, not just the crown, but, like, from your fucking,
the
whole
middle.
Fucking hairline to the whole, to, like, the scoop, my nigga. Like, how your whole shit cooked?
Yeah, he got, it's like that nigga had a yarmulke on his head his whole life. The hair never grew his hair.
And they just said, cut around it, B. Just cut around.
Just cut around this motherfucker. Don't worry about the rest of that shit. Just cut around this motherfucker. Damn, yeah, that shit look real bad. Yeah, so yeah, Tory Lanez, you deserve. Get
that. It look like it was perfect,
damn. Yeah, that's what had made me take a second look at it. Cause I'm like, what the fuck is up with this nigga here? Like, I thought it was like he died or something like that. And I had to take a second look at this shit like, oh, this nigga ain't got no hair.
That's like, the fire marshal Bill.
Yo, big time. That shit bad. That shit bad news, bro. Bad news, fam. They have all those M's or all that money, and you can't keep it. You know, hey, what do we know though, right? We just follow. We just follow
LeBron
the rules and cut our shit. Yo, and you know what? I gotta piggyback on your bitch, please. Now that you mentioned that name, piggyback on the bitch, please. Kendrick Perkins.
Oh,
I swear
Lord.
To God, if this
do away with
this nigga's collar, yo, I think LeBron's balls broke both of his collarbones. How far he be sucking this nigga, man. And I mean, and no pause at all. No pause at all. That is all homo. Because this nigga, he sucks this nigga dry on the air. All homo, my nigga. Straight up.
He's gotta be getting a check.
It's unfathomable. No, he's obviously he is. He obviously is.
No, he's on the payroll.
But it's unfathomable.
Ramona.
About it. And fucking Nick Wright. I don't know who's worse. Did you put up that meme?
Bruce
Hall
used to be
about.
No. Wendhorst. He's the worst one.
Oh. No, you know. He's the OG. He definitely owes his whole career to LeBron. He is OG.
Gosh.
LeBron said. But I'll say this.
It's LeBron.
In his age, as he has matured into the sport of sportscasting and commentary, he has shown a little more objectivity than I thought he ever could, knowing the path that he took to get to where he is. But niggas Broussard? Like Nick Wright. No, not Broussard. I'm thinking of not Broussard. I'm trying to, oh, you know who I thought you said? I thought you was talking about Jonah Hill. What's the nigga that like Jonah Hill? Windhurst.
Yeah, that's Windhurst.
Windhurst.
That's Windhurst. That's Windhurst.
Windhurst. I was thinking about Windhurst. That's what I was thinking of. Broussard isn't that bad. He's been speaking out against LeBron in the past year or so. But I give it to you in the beginning. He definitely was a dick rider at the beginning. I'm definitely not going to argue that. He's gotten better. But the worst ones now is Nick Wright and fucking – and the thing about Nick Wright, what pisses me about Nick Wright, he looks like he never played a day of organized ball in his life. Like,
most of
that nose you got, nigga, doesn't allow you to play organized sports. I can't believe you played organized sports. Because
he has no clear line
of
sight.
I just can't. Yo, fam, there's no peripheral looks for you.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's that because I don't believe in the sports acumen to have such opinionated views as he does. Kendrick Perkins is just, he just slurps them like Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon used the term. He just slurps them. Hands down. I don't give a fuck what you talk about. Kendrick Perkins is going to suck LeBron all day long. All homo, nigga. All homo.
Yeah.
Because that's how it sounds. Like, I got to turn the station. I get mad because I'd be looking at the moderator, Charlie, on TV when she's on First Take. And then he comes on. I got to turn. Like, you fucked it up for me, dog. Yeah, so do you see Kendrick Perkins?
Bitch, please.
You're the worst. You're the new worst. You're the new worst it can get. You're the new version of the worst it can get. So anyway, 2 minutes left. We were talking about this earlier in the show. These taxes. If you've never filed your taxes before, then you're probably in good shape. If you claimed any of that PUA, unemployment insurance or whatever that went down early in the last year, and both of those stimuluses, you came up last year. Hats off to you. But if you decided, if you was a normal, abiding, law-abiding citizen that files taxes yearly, wear that same energy at, my nigga. I'm interested. Inquiring minds wanted to know, are you digging out the motherfucking mail truck to make sure your W-2s get there on time? Or niggas going
smart.
Down for tax fraud. Yo, you better do something.
You're smart. So I can only speak for me. I know the show's about to end. I stopped stalking the mailbox because I realized one of the perks of working for, a government agency, that shit was online. It was electronic. So usually
right
after MLK holiday, I get to work, I log in, I go to my little shit, boom, W-2s, file my taxes thing.
Bada bing. There you go. And this is the thing about it, y'all. Get ahead of the curve, yo. Get ahead of the curve. Know your tax laws. Not even know your tax laws. Just know the rules. And I say this much because we got like 10 seconds left. If you got both of those stimmies and you got some unemployment last year, don't expect no earned income credit this year. I can tell you that off break. That's just getting absorbed right away with that. Anyway, we see y'all Monday. Peace to the gods in the earth. We out.
Yeah.